Members of the European Parliament today adopted a resolution condemning persecution and discrimination based on religion. In particular, MEPs condemned attacks against Christians in countries including Egypt and Iraq. They also called for a strategy to enforce the human rights of freedom of religion, including a list of measures against states who knowingly fail to protect religious denominations. We spoke to MEP Mario Mauro, who is head of the delegation of the EPP group in the European Parliament. He says there is now a growing awareness in Europe of the plight of Christians in many countries.
I think that we are in a very significant moment of the history of the European institutions. Why? Because for the first time we declared the this kind of judgment, the fact that exists the problem of persecution of Christians, and in a particular manner that exists the problem of Christianophobia. It's substantially a revolution if we consider that in the past it was very difficult to create the condition for this kind of judgment in European institutions. Not only because it was difficult to collect the different attacks of Christian communities all over the world, but in a particular manner because in the European institution people, members, didn't believe in the fact that there was a strategy against Christians. And now this strategy is clear, because it's the strategy not only of Al-Qaeda, but also of other fundamentalist movement that decided to image in the same role Christians and the enemies of Islam. This kind of ideological position of the fundamentalist movement is justified by the exigence of this movements to use the name of God for their project of power, and in this manner they, in the same manner that used 5 or 6 years ago against the American citizens, now they call as Christians all the enemies of their projects. And in this manner they have the intention to consider Christians as the symbols of Occident, as the symbol of the Western countries, as the symbol of colonialism. But it's not true, because, for example, the Iraqi Christians or the Palestinian Christians are Arab people. They think in Arab, they love their countries, and they have probably the same judgment about the policy of the Western countries of their Muslims friends. So, for this reason, it's very important that in this document, this resolution, European institution give this kind of judgment. The second fact that is very, very important is the fact that for the first time we consider true the data proposed by non-governmental organization. Is the case of Aiuto alla Chiesa che Soffre, this international organization that provided the data about the episodes of hate against Christians all over the world. The third fact, very important, and that is that we proposed a strategy very clear of European Union against these attacks, and this strategy is money and affairs only if you respect human rights and you respect the rights of the religious minority and of the Christian minorities, because the true problem is that now, if you consider the destiny of 100 people that are killed in episodes of hate linked to religion, 75 of them are Christians. And I think that in these statistics we have the most important judgment about this complex phenomenon.
One of the points in this resolution was members stressed the right to practice any religion.
Well, freedom of religion is not simple one of the different names of freedom. Freedom of religion is the fundament of freedom, because only if man is free to establish, to create a link with God, he is out of power. He is not in the end of power. And for this reason, we have given in a very strong manner this kind of judgment in the resolution, because we are interested not simply to give guarantees to Christians, but to give guarantees to the man in the manner that the essence of the man is respected by different institutions, because institutions, states, United Nations, European Union, they have the possibility to guarantee people. They are not the lords of the people, of the life of the people.
Now that we've seen this resolution, what now? What more can the European Union do with regard to promoting dialogue? And what role can maybe the church play in this?
Well, I think that we must consider three different aspects. First of all, the new role of European Union. We decided with the Treaty of Lisbon to have more role in the global picture. We decided to have a new role considering the scenario of peace and war. We decided to have one voice. So, exactly for this reason, it's very important to listen to one voice when Europe speaks. The second fact is the sense, of dialogue. What is dialogue? Dialogue is not simply to search a compromise, talking about the different political opportunities. But also, if we search a compromise, we are obliged to consider the truth. And the truth, talking about the man, is only one. It's the fact that man is it consists of human dignity. It consists of the respect of the rights of the person. And to link in a strong manner this anthropology to the interreligious and intercultural dialogue, I think is the best choice for our institutions. So, in this sense, all the efforts that the European Union made in the last 4 or 5 years are the right efforts to solve the problems of intolerance in the world. The third fact is a specific fact concerning the role of churches all over the world. As we know, after the opinion of one of the most important popes of the 20th century, Paul VI, we know that the Christian community is a community sui generis. It means that Christians are not an ethnic group. Christians are not a political group. Christians is a sort of a gift that the project of God decided for the future and for the hope of the world. And in this sense, to be attentive to the life of the Christians is another guarantee for the rights of all the people all over the world.